Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Dave O'Brien from 99.5 The Mountain. Mike Love has been the lead singer of the Beach Boys for almost 60 years and the co-writer of many of their big hits. He joins us on the phone right now. Good morning.
Hey, thanks.
Mike Love has just released a brand new song and video called This Too Shall Pass that is very reflective of our current COVID pandemic. And proceeds from the downloads go to benefit the COVID-19 Response Fund, which helps out food banks around the country. First of all, thank you for doing that, contributing to the support of the people who are working hard and people who have been affected by this. And also, thank you for bringing the familiar and soothing and upbeat sounds that we have all known over the years to these troubling times.
Well, thank you. I mean, it was my pleasure. You know, our touring, as a touring musician, the entire industry has come to a screeching halt. And so with the time on my hands, I was sitting in my studio and I was thinking, you know, there's a lot of people going, we're all going through some effect of this COVID-19 thing, whether it's wearing masks or social distancing, you know. In fact, the song, Shake It Ends, is a thing of the past due to social distancing, was one of the lines. But, you know, some of us are in the front lines of you know, doctors and nurses and National Guard and first responders and stuff, and FEMA and all that kind of thing. So, you know, I wanted to give a shout-out to those people, but also ultimately to say that this too shall pass, and that's the name of the song. People are wondering how long it'll last. As the saying goes, this too shall pass. And we will get back to having fun in the sun. So I wanted to make it positive and having something to look forward to, which I look forward to back out on tour and doing our concerts. We love doing our shows because people like our music, and it's been wonderful the last almost six decades now. But because of going through things like the Vietnam War and civil rights problems and stuff, this too shall pass. Things will get better, and that's what I wanted to impart in this song.
You know, that's interesting. The history of the Beach Boys follows the history of, obviously, the United States, where we've had a lot of troubling times. But you guys have always been somewhat of a diversion, kind of that take your mind off of the moment and remember that there are good times ahead.
Well, you know, I've always tried to accentuate the positive. You know, there's no doubt that life has a huge negative situations that come along and stuff, whether it's societally or individually. But the way to deal with that stress and those problems, I've always believed that if you don't contribute to the negativity, you allow more positivity to come forward. And that's just, I've always tried to accentuate the positive, in other words.
And I imagine you've had to work very hard at that because, as most people know, the history of the Beach Boys themselves has been rather turbulent over the years. And to continue to generate those positive vibes, you must have to work doubly as hard sometimes.
Well, it's not so much working so hard as just putting your attention on more positive things. I mean, yes, like the song Good Vibrations, I'm picking up good vibrations, or the song Fun. And if you're a little in a more melancholy mood, In My Room might do the trick, you know? So music has always been a source of and a refuge for so many of us. Positivity is a choice.
We're talking to Mike Love of the Beach Boys, who just released This Too Shall Pass, brand new song again that benefits COVID-19 Response Fund to help out food banks around the country. Now, you mentioned that you were kind of a little bit of cabin fever at home. I understand you make your home in Reno these days. What is a Beach Boy doing in the mountains?
Well, it's Lake Tahoe. Tahoe is my, Reno's my airport that I come in and out of when we do go on tour. But my home is overlooking Lake Tahoe, which is beautiful. My routine now these days is going from the studio to the kitchen to the bedroom and touring, and that's my tour these days.
All of us are experiencing that, I think. Now, on a normal year, before we had COVID-19 enter our lives, how many dates a year were you guys still performing on the road?
Around 150.
Wow.
In fact, this year was going to be probably our most biggest year ever in the history of the group. However, this, you know, I'd say 80 of our concerts got canceled. So, you know, we were hoping to do some later in the summer or in the fall, but some of our things have been postponed into the winter and next year.
Well, I have seen the Beach Boys live many times. I grew up in Washington, D.C., and the 4th of July in Washington, D.C., on the National Mall, it was a tradition. The Beach Boys would come play a concert, and I was in the crowd of 200,000 people out there, three-quarters of a mile away from the stage.
That was the first time we ever met John Stamos. He came out when he was Blackie on General Hospital in the mid-'80s to see us in concert, and he's been coming out ever since. In fact, he was on our video, and he put our video together and played on it, too, which is great.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because I remember that being when John Stamos came out. I also remember Mr. T being on stage with you at some point, because as a teenager in the 1980s, that was awesome to see Mr. T with the Beach Boys live in person. But the John Stamos friendship, that developed from just him being there to see you?
Well, before he was an actor, he was a drummer in a three-piece band in Southern California. He's always loved the drums, and we love him when he comes out and plays. He adds so much charisma to the show, and we'll back him up on a song. We backed him up on a Full House called Forever, written by my cousin Dennis, and that was an episode where Uncle Jesse got married. So we've been knowing John for a long time. He's had us on Full House four or five times. He's just been a great friend, and he jumped in and contributed his time and talents to the putting together of the video. So he's been very, very supportive, good friend for many years.
Yeah, much like we're used to seeing nowadays, you shot the video, everybody in their own isolation studio, and then they put it all together, and John Stamos is on the drums of This Too Shall Pass, the new song from Mike Love, that you can download at MikeLove.com, and again, the benefits, the COVID-19 Response Fund. And one last thing before I let you go, I was watching just this week a brand new TV show called Space Force with Steve Carell came out, the trailer for it came out, and the Beach Boys song Kokomo is very prominently featured in that.
I know. Isn't that something? That was 32 years ago, it was prominently featured in Cocktail, the movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise.
Right.
So here it is, 32 years later, here it is in another big motion picture. That's pretty awesome.
Well, here we are 60 years later, and your music still endures and still, as I mentioned, brings us through tough times. So we appreciate that very much. Again, MikeLove.com is where you can go here and download the brand new song, This Too Shall Pass, and check out the video. Thanks so much for your time, and we hope to see you back out on the road or out on the beach soon.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.